Happy January. Happy New Year. I am hard at work finishing the last pages of Gingerbread Christmas. As I do every month in my Hedgegram, I'm taking some time to be in touch and tell about how things are going in my life as an author-illustrator. Every year, I have to work extra hard to finish my book before the deadline in mid-January. Even though the book won't be published until next fall, the artwork and the final text must be ready now. Although working faster doesn't help, I can put in more hours in every day. To put the most optimistic perspective on it, perhaps small daily decisions I make painting the artwork are easier because I know I don't have time to change my mind and do something over. The designer at the publisher will need my artwork finished so she can set the type on the pages, and together we can change the text to accommodate any places the art has infringed on the area assigned to the type. Hopefully there won't be any. Perhaps the best part of this time is seeing the whole book up on my bulletin board. I can correct for balances in the color or gauge how the art reflects the story. For example, one double page spread shows the old cast iron stove. Its black color really dominates the page and looks a little heavy. I will go back in with white gouache and opaque watercolor paint and change some of the large black areas to dark gray, overpainting on the white gouache as if it looks like it is in sunlight. There's another area showing the garland-covered bandstand. I deepened the green to make it look further away and more remote in contrast to the close-up of it when the gingerbread band plays. I also feel Gingerbread Baby's rascally character needs to be amped up. I wrote a taunting little song for him to sing, and I will see if I can fit it in. The Wily Trickster is a character found throughout the world's folk tales and myths, and that's how I see the Gingerbread Baby in my story. I want him to be funny and lovable, too. As I work, my thoughts go back to the long November and December book tour. It was very tiring because I wanted to do my best job on my presentation about the turnip and my drawing of Badger Girl I did for the audience. At first, after the signing, I would curl up on the bed at the back of the bus and not wake up until we were almost at the next signing. After a few days, I got my equilibrium and it wasn't so overwhelming. I so much enjoyed seeing the children's artwork and the families that hold reading and books dear, more so than ever before. I don't have an answer for the cause. If it's because book lovers are rallying and devoting their time to books because electronics are so popular, or if people are accepting that there are many ways to tell stories and books can't be replaced. I was excited to see so many vibrant libraries with many in the town or city involved with them. Probably the most surprising happiness is when a family tells me they've adopted a quote from one of my books into their family's playful at-home dialogue. I see myself more as an artist, so it makes me feel proud to have my words take on a new life. My two Dutch bantams, Ruben and Rilke, a rooster and hen, behaved beautifully during the tour and my show and tell at every stop. They were on TV three times, and twice I sat with them on a white couch. The couch stayed pristinely white, I'm happy to say. They were mailed home from California after the tour express mail. They travel in a special cardboard mailing box with lots of air holes covered by special filter paper. They get lots of treats, and they seemed perky and peppy when I opened their box when they arrived home, although the postman said Ruben was very vocal in the mail truck. I don't know if it's my imagination, but chickens do seem to sense when they are nearing home when I take them home from my poultry shows. When I'm working the long hours during the race to my deadline, I listen to audiobooks and the radio. I've really enjoyed Edmund Duval's book, The White Road. I'm a big fan of The Hare with Amber Eyes by Duval. Both books talk about obsession, among other things, a subject I like to contemplate. My other favorite is The Old Ways by Robert McFarlane. The book tells about the paths and trails on land and sea of the British Isles. I also heard a wonderful interview of Stephen King, and I was launched into a soaring state as Stephen described the writing process because his words ring so true. His book is called On Writing. I highly recommend it to anyone who feels writing is their calling, even if they do it in pictures like I do. I wanted to end with that hats off to Stephen King, because I hope you too feel that wish to create as we enter the new year. Always a good time to assess our goals and life paths. Happy New Year, your friend Jan Brett.